What's going on, everybody? Hope you have all been well. Thanks for tuning in to another JDB podcast. What I want to talk about in this podcast is just some tactics that you can utilize to start the process when it comes to trying to lose fat and really get going on a serious diet and a workout regimen to get progress. And the thing I found is this, okay? Sometimes the routine is so structured that we can constantly let ourselves down. We make it more involved than it needs to be. And like let me give you an example. Saying, hey, every Saturday is my cheat meal, right? You're telling yourself that you're going to hold out all week long, and then Saturday, boom, you're just going to load up on whatever, a whole pizza or ice cream or what have you. And then you're going to start the process all over again and then try to go another week, and then like that's your day. Well, it's good to have structure, okay? It's good to have discipline and have a regimen. The problem is sometimes, though, like when it's so structured, you can get so OCD about the process that you can't stop thinking about it. And because you can't stop thinking about it, it's more tempting and it's easier to break. You know what I mean? It's like telling someone that's a smoker, don't have a cigarette. Every day you got to tell them, don't have a cigarette. Rather than just getting them involved in something else that makes them feel good about themselves or gets their mind off it, all you're going to do is give them the one thing that puts their mind on it. Sometimes dieting and trying to get cut can be like that. And I've recently been like back into the cardio pretty hardcore, back into the diet, you know, and I'm leaning up pretty good. And there's some things I want to talk about, some struggles that I was having in the beginning. And that's what gave me the idea or the ideas for this podcast is some of the things I went through. Now, it's easy to say, hey, you know what? Eat chicken this meal, fish this meal, you know, steak and rice, whatever, and it's that or it's nothing. And if you can't do nothing, then you're not disciplined enough, blah, blah, blah. All right, I got to be honest with you. After 25 years of eating eggs every fucking morning and sometimes almost every night and eating just thousands of pounds of chicken and fish and steak and whatnot, I was just getting to a point where I was just sick of food. I was just sick of food. And I had to come up with some ideas and some ways to continue getting results, but to kind of not get burnt out on the process. I mean, anybody can diet down once or twice, right? Like if it's your first time ever doing it, it's a struggle, but it's really not, because the motivation levels are higher and the monotony of it all is not really quite there as much. When you do it like 50 fucking times, man, sometimes it's like, oh man, is this shit again? Nah, is this again? Come on. I was battling with that a little bit. And I was running some DECA and Winstrol, which was it's a good combination. And it's something I hadn't done in a very, very long time. I hadn't run Winstrol in years. So I didn't really know how I was going to react to it. I mean, I reacted very well to it the last time I did it, which was, I don't know, man. It was probably at least 5 years ago. So I was doing 100 milligrams on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, a Winstrol. And I was doing a single shot of 300 milligrams a week of DECA. And I was doing a single shot of 200 milligrams a week of test. And it wasn't bad for like the first 4 or 5 weeks. And then what started happening was I was just extremely, extremely lethargic. And I thought it might have been like just stress, lack of sleep, this, that. I thought it was other factors. Like, we never want to look at the cycle. We never want to say, oh, it's this, right? Because you're trying to justify why you did it, and you don't want to think that, like, that's the last thing you want to point the finger at. So I was going through the motions, and I was getting a lot stronger, actually, despite being in a calorie deficit, just because of the stack itself is very potent. I mean, the one kind of negates the effects of the side effects of the other, right? So being on the DECA, when you're on the Winstrol, you don't really have the joint pain that you would with just the Winstrol. And then being on the Winstrol with the DECA, I find that you don't quite have the rate of water gain that you would have with just taking like a decent amount of DECA. And I don't know, man, maybe 300 to you is not a lot, but to me, it's moderate. It's enough to get something done. But what happened was I started feeling like shit. I started feeling like death, man. It was really weird. Like there were certain times of the day where like all I wanted to do was sleep. And it just knocked my fucking appetite down to Chinatown. I mean, I had no appetite. And then what started happening is it was a domino effect. It was like, okay, because I'm not eating enough, I'm even more tired, but I'm probably lethargic anyway from the cycle. So like all this stuff was going on. So, I mean, I hung in there just a little bit longer, and it just got to the point where I was like, look, I'm not reacting the same way I used to Winstrol, or I need to lower the amount. Okay, 300 a week is probably too much at this point for me. And despite getting results, I just wasn't feeling 100%, so I cut it. You know, I cut it early. I had another vial left, and I just had to drop it. Funny enough, when I cut it, you know, within the next couple of weeks, I started looking phenomenal. Because now, my body is operating closer to the way it naturally wants to operate. And that's the thing that's it's very hard to kind of get a grasp on when you first start doing this stuff. Yeah, do anabolics get you results? Absolutely. You know, they make you, they can help you get stronger. Some of them can promote like fat loss. But if you're not feeling 100%, if something's like off and your body's just, it's struggling to function the way it wants to function, it can hinder results. Okay. Now, yeah, obviously you're still getting results because you're more regimented because it's like, okay, well, I'm on the cycle. I don't want to waste a cycle. So you're putting in the work. And you're probably watching what you eat. But at the same time, are the results 100% of what they could be? Probably not. And you know, we don't want to think that, but it's the truth. I mean, how is it that I could drop this cycle, revert just back to TRT, and I'm getting even better? So it got me thinking. I'm like, okay. And I mean, obviously, I'm not going to just run it dry the entire time I'm trying to cut up. Which, I mean, I'm always trying to stay in a deficit to some degree just because I'm at that point where I have to focus more on that than I do, you know, I'm done with like bulking, cutting. I don't do that anymore. It's just when I'm cutting, I have to really, really be like in a deficit and I got to really get on that cardio. So my cardio is kind of sporadic, you know, when I was running that stuff. And then I was like, nah, man, you know what? I'm going to do 5 times a week. Cardio, do it 5 days in a row, take 2 days off, boom, 5 days again, 2 days off. For them, I mean, that was my plan. So it got me thinking about the process of almost creating a reset, you know, when you start trying to do something like, you know, lose a bunch of fat or recomp your physique. And what happens is, or what needs to happen, is sometimes you just need to hit a reset button, go back to the basics, but stay consistent. So one of the things that I used to do is, I predominantly use a Stairmaster for my cardio. I believe the Stairmaster is really, really effective, I mean, for me. But what I used to do in the past is I would have a certain level, right? Like I would have to be at. Like I would get to like a level 7 or 8 and I would hold it for 10 minutes. Then for 2 minutes, I would back down and then I'd ramp back up to a 7 or 8. And this is what I did. And I had it in my mind that that was a routine I had to do when I did cardio. And this time I thought about it a little bit differently. This time I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep it at a level 4. I'm just going to do 40 minutes a shot. And it's enough to break a sweat. It's enough to, you know, it's enough to call it cardio. And it does make me breathe a little bit harder. It gets my heart rate up. You know, I'm watching my heart rate as I'm doing it. I'm still getting into 130s, maybe 140s. So I said, look, I'm not going to obsess as much over every little intricate detail when it comes to, you know, the cardio or even the workouts. I'm not going to obsess over it has to be this. It has to be that exercise. It has to be 5 sets here and 5 sets there. You know, I'm going to go through the process. I'm going to stay consistent and I'm going to let the results come as they come. Because what can happen is when you get too OCD on every little element of it, it's easier to tell yourself that you fail when in reality you haven't failed. It might just be a day where you're a little bit knocked down. You're a little bit more tired. I mean, eventually, you know, you kind of are overtrained. It's inevitable that you're going to be overtrained when you're dieting because you're in a deficit. You're in a deficit almost all the time. And then the longer it goes on, the more of a deficit you're in. So like the deficit that you're in a month from now is a larger deficit than you're in today if you're dieting. And in order to keep going, you have to find a way to keep going in a way that's manageable. So it got me thinking, look, I mean, am I going to ramp up the intensity with the cardio? Yeah, I probably will. As my body resists further change, then I will. But right now it's changing. So as long as it's changing on a consistent basis, stop fucking with so much shit that it's just throwing you completely off one way or another. And this comes down to the drug use too. There's nothing wrong. Like, everybody has it in their head that they need a bunch of anabolics to lose body fat. It's not true. I mean, all it's doing, for the most part, is maintaining muscle while you're dropping fat. Sometimes they can make it harder, depending on what kind of stack you're on, because it can stimulate your appetite. So what I found is if you hit the reset button and then you start back at, you know, ground zero, and then as you get in better shape, that's when you start adding things. That's really a good way to be, and it's a way to be where you can feel good most of the time. I mean, I'm always going to be a little bit knocked down and tired when I'm on a diet. It's unavoidable. But there's a big difference between doing it in a way that's manageable and in a way that makes life feel like it's just stopped until you're done doing it. And because then that just fucks with life, man. I mean, it's just not worth it when it gets to that point. So I hit a reset button on everything. I hit a reset button with a diet. I hit a reset button to cardio. I hit a reset button with the fucking gear. And then as my body starts changing and it starts, you know, changing for the better, and I get in better shape. And when I say in shape, I'm not talking like the average person when I say in shape. All right. I'm always in shape. I mean in shape, like, you know, you can take off your shirt, people are like, motherfucker. You know, that's in shape. Then I'm gonna start adding things. Okay. So like, as long as your body's making changes on level 4 on the Stairmaster, it doesn't really matter if you go in there and pound out a level 7 or 8 tomorrow or the next day. It's good to play those cards when you need to and as your body's ready for it. But sometimes when you play them too early, it can run you ragged. It can destroy you. And ultimately, that's what causes the flip-flop effect that people have, you know? Like, I just can't stop eating. I'm overeating. Well, maybe the reason that you're overeating is because you're so OCD about that your one day or your one meal that you go off the fucking rails. Maybe, God forbid, you went 6 days without a cheat meal instead of 7. Or, you know, you did it on the 6th day. And then maybe next week you did it on the 8th day. Maybe the week after, you went the next, the week or 2 weeks without having to do it. Because you're not obsessing over it. Now you're doing it when your body needs it. I got that shit out of my head. I got that out of my head where I was just planning these cheat meals, you know, like, oh my God, what are you going to do this week? Well, I think I might have some pancakes. I hadn't had a stack of pancakes in a while. Our next week is going to be pizza. I just go as long as I can go until I truly feel like I need it. And when I truly feel like I need it, I'm usually just knocked down. I'm just like, my energy levels are so fucking bad. I need that meal, that high calorie meal. Maybe a meal with a little bit more fats, a little bit more carbohydrates. I'm kind of over, like, oh, I just like the way it tastes. I'm just kind of over that. So today, I had a bowl of ice cream, and I had a few of these little Dove chocolate squares. It wasn't a lot. It wasn't like, yeah, I didn't eat a carton of ice cream. I had one bowl of ice cream. Maybe it might have even been a half a bowl. It wasn't a lot. And I was good. That was it. Done. Where before, I was probably doing it too much. You know, as disciplined and as structured even as I am, I probably was doing a lot more on a cheat meal than I thought I was doing or that I was aware of. And then what happens with me is sometimes it takes, you know, another 2 or 3 days to burn off those extra calories, where if you did it in a more manageable way, it could have been maybe a day or two, and then boom, you're back to, you know, losing more fat. Not back to where you were at, but you're beyond. But so I realized, like, hitting that reset button sometimes is very important. And as funny of an analogy as this is, I always say, you know, cheat meals with me now are like sex on the first date. You weren't really planning on it. It just happens, you know? So, I mean, maybe some people plan on it. I used to plan on it, but you know what I'm getting at. It just kind of happens. And then after it happens, you just flip the light switch off and you keep on trucking. So sometimes, and as bodybuilders, we're extremists, right? Most of us, we're extremists. So when we eat, we're extreme. When we cut or we diet, we're extreme. When we do cardio, we're extreme or nothing. You know, it's hot or it's cold or, you know. So sometimes it's easy to become your own worst enemy when you're trying to do some of this stuff. One of my downfalls is I get so involved in the workouts that sometimes I can do too much or it carries over and I don't want to do my cardio, or I'll say, hey, you know, maybe I'll go back later that evening and do my cardio, and then something comes up, I get tied up with something and it doesn't happen. Where if I just did it in a more sensible way and say, hey, you know what, you've got the muscle pumped up, you know, if you worked your chest and arms today, or you worked your chest and back, whatever muscle group it is you're doing, and you say, all right, now cut it. You're not growing during this process. So it really doesn't make a lot of sense to do these long, drawn out, crazy fucking workouts and skip your damn cardio, because that is not working for you. If that was going to, I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't work for you. It works for me, but to do what I'm trying to do right now, it might not work as good as saying, all right, you've done enough, go do your fucking cardio. So that's what you have to do. And you almost have to kind of sometimes lose that sense of it has to be this, it has to be that, it has to be this much weight on the flat bench press. If not, I didn't eat enough or whatever. I mean, you almost just have to become more focused on the consistency and the process and just going through it and not getting hung up on every little fucking minute detail of everything. And that can help you get better results. It really can. So like here I am after a couple weeks of doing this cardio at a level 4. I mean, level 4 to me in the beginning was like warm-up shit, right? Like if it wasn't a level 7 or a level 8, I was half-assing it. And I'm getting more fucking yoked. You know, I'm losing fat and I'm getting more results. And the best part is the scale's still saying the same damn thing, but I'm getting leaner and leaner. That can happen too a lot of times, especially with me. You know, I can drop to like 230 pounds. And then once I get to 230, man, it seems like I got a scale like, you know, on a regular basis, like, fuck, still 230, 231, 229, but, you know, always kind of around 230. But yeah, I'm getting in better and better shape. People are realizing that. People are like, dude, what are you doing? You getting ready to compete again? Whatever. No, but things are happening. So I realized that. And I realized that was one of my own downfalls, is I was becoming so obsessed with every little thing that was part of the whole process that I just couldn't let go. And I was so hung up on everything that it almost made the process harder. Sometimes it depends on where you're at, right? With like your goals and your the stage your body's in, your development, your fat loss, whatever. Some people do need more intensity. A lot of people, this podcast really is not relevant to them because they've been sandbagging it the whole time. They just can't get that fire under their ass. So they need the intensity. They need that, hey, you know, ramp it up to a level 7. You know, no, you're half-assing at a level 4. They need that. But for the person that's been in it a very long time, that is sometimes struggling with little things, you know, that are involved in each part of the process, you know, especially the diet, man. Like, yes, most people would probably benefit from eating smaller meals a day, you know, 5-6 smaller meals a day, because they can't lose fat, because it's like they're throwing a big ass log in the fire once every fucking 8 hours rather than a bunch of wood that burns hotter every few hours. But some people, they can let it go a little bit. They can. You could say, hey, you know, if obsessing over 6 meals a day is making it harder to stick to, and I keep feeling like I'm falling off and I'm fighting it, then, you know, eat instinctively. I'm not saying eat bad, but I'm saying eat when you're hungry. And then as you get in better shape, as you get hungrier, you build off that. Okay, this is what I'm talking about when I say hit the reset button. Go back to 3 meals a day. Eat clean, eat 3 meals a day. As you get further along, as your body gets in better shape, as you get hungrier, as you lose more fat, you build off that. But sometimes what can happen is just starting off with everything that's just like every element of it is overwhelming. It does get harder. It's very hard to stick to sometimes like that. And this is especially true for someone like myself that's been doing this as long as I've been doing it. There just comes a time where you need to hit the fucking reset button. You need to back up. You may need to take a different angle or a different approach. But it doesn't mean that you can't get results. It doesn't mean just because you can't pound 6 meals a day that you can't start dropping body fat. So I started thinking about that. I was really pondering on this shit. Like one day I was riding along in my truck, brainstorming like I always do. And I'm still watching the road, but somewhat brainstorming. And I started thinking, what if I just hit the fucking reset button, man? What if I just went back to TRT, dieted my ass off. Then as I got in better shape, as my body fat got, I might be single digit now, but I'm close. But let's say, hey, as I got to single digit body fat, then come in with some Primo Ballin. Then come in with a little bit of Anavar. Or maybe just run the Primo with your test for the first 4 or 6 weeks. Then come in with the Anavar for the next 4 to 6 weeks or whatever. As you get in better shape, that's when you build off it. And that's truly when you see the results of what the shit's fucking doing for you. A lot of the stacks that you see, the old school bodybuilding steroid stacks, if you look at them, they're very weird. And I never understood this compared to like the way the common, you know, traditional cycles are now. But a lot of old school guys in the 80s up until probably like the early to mid 90s, they would run stuff in a weird, unorthodox way. They would constantly change compounds, or they would run like this compound stack with this for the first 4 weeks. Then they kind of phase in another one for the next 3 or 4 weeks. Then they phase in another one. And a lot of the stuff that they were coming in with is stuff that a lot of guys say, hey, well, nah, if you don't run that at least 12 weeks, it's worthless. Obviously, that's not true, because some of these guys, they were fucking freaks, man. They were in phenomenal shape benefiting from this stuff. But the way that they were doing it is they were adding to the mix as they were getting in more and more insane shape. And I think that what this does is allows your body to utilize, you know, the most it can out of as little as possible, which that goes back to what I was talking about. The more normal you can keep your body functioning, the more, I don't want to say normal because like, fuck man, we're all enhanced, but the closer you can keep your body to still being on the up and up, and not so out of sorts that, like, you know, I mean, you know how it is sometimes, man. You run a cycle. It's like, you know, you go 3 or 4 hours a night, or get 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night on average for, you know, 6 fucking 8 weeks in a row. Yeah, you're going to feel pretty shitty. You're going to look pretty fucking tired. Or, you know, take something long enough that fucks with your appetite. Then, you know, you might not look your best because you're not eating the right amount. You're either falling way, way too short of just under your BMR for calories, or you become stagnant. The metabolism might get slower because now not enough food is there. You guys know what I mean. But as you start adding these things, as your body's ready for it, as your body's in motion, as that fire is already burning, I believe your body utilizes stuff better. I believe you can feel better, and I believe it's far more fucking manageable. So I had to hit that reset button. And you know what? I also hit it with the diet too. I was sick of eating meat. I was just sick of it, man. I was sick of eggs. I was sick of meat. So I changed a few things with the diet. And maybe some of you guys can relate to this, and maybe you can't. I mean, for those of you guys who have never been disciplined enough before and don't eat eggs every fucking morning, or chicken or fish every day or whatever, then that's probably what you need to do, is start eating this stuff on a regular basis. But I, on the other hand, was so sick to death of it that I was like, look, I got to find a different, more manageable way to do this, or it's just not going to happen. And I'm just being honest with you guys, man. I'm human. You know, I'm not going to come out here. There's far too many guys online doing that shit. Oh, you need to wake up earlier, go after your fucking dreams, chase your dreams. It's like, okay, well, you know, get up at 5 a.m. and hit your workout. Oh, but this other guy gets up at 4 a.m. and hits his workout. So what does that mean? I'm going to get bigger and more shredded if I'm the guy that gets up at fucking 3 a.m.? What about the guy that gets up at 2:30 a.m.? What about the guy that doesn't sleep at all? Shut the fuck up with that bullshit. You know, I'm a realist, man. All right? There's more to it than that. Okay? If you got to stay awake till 11 at night because of work or kids or family or whatever, and you get up at 2:30 in the morning to complete your workout just because you think you're some kind of fucking winner, some kind of go-getter, but you're falling short on sleep and recovery, guess what? You're a fucking idiot. You're not going to get shit. And so many guys, they lie about it. They do. They fucking lie about it. And I'm not going to be one of those guys. And I'm not going to be one of those guys that says, oh, well, you know, if you can't do it like this, then you're no good. No, there does come a point where people are in different phases. There's people that are going through burnout with it. Or, you know, you take someone that's, maybe they're struggling, man, financially. Or going through a fucking divorce. Maybe they just lost a loved one or whatever. I mean, to take that person and say, okay, it has to be 6 meals a day. It has to be 3 pounds of meat a day. It has to be 12 eggs a day. Maybe they're not ready for it, you know? And to say, hey, it's this or it's nothing, it's not the best approach. Maybe for somebody else it is. Maybe they're ready for it. So what I started doing is I started changing some of the foods. Like, I started doing some whole grain toast in the mornings, you know, natural peanut butter on it. You know, like, I think my morning carb meal is probably like 30 to 40 grams of carbs. You know, a little bit of natural peanut butter. Okay, so we got a little bit of fat there. But, and then I might just do like 2 or 3 eggs, like whole eggs, just whole eggs. I got burnt out with egg whites. I'm like, oh, I'm tired of fucking cracking them or even not even cracking them. Like, cause I started getting the liquid egg whites and yeah, cracking them. I mean, is a bitch too, but the liquid egg whites, they do take a very long time to cook on a frying pan because, I mean, that's why a whole egg cooks faster. There's fat content in it. And just the process, I've been doing it for so fucking long, man. It was just becoming overwhelming. So I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to go back to watching my calorie count per meal and then averaging out a calorie count that puts me below where my maintenance level so I can still lose weight. I still lose, you know, I mean, I'm at the point now where, yes, I want to lose fat, but I'm just trying to lose overall weight just for health reasons. I think, you know, if I can go another 10 or 15 pounds, I'll be fucking ripped to the gills, man. I'll be yoked. So that's what I've been doing lately. Is it what I'm used to doing? Is it your traditional, you know, diet? Well, to most people or most online trainers, no. They would tell you, hey, you know, a couple oats, 8 or 9 egg whites, 1 whole egg, blah, blah, blah. I've been doing that for so many fucking years. It's not that I don't know how to do it. I've been doing that forever. I'm sick to fucking death of it. I'm sick of everything. There's nothing I could put on those eggs to make them taste any fucking better at this point. I'm burnt out with salsa. I'm burnt out with ketchup. I'm just like, I'm fucking burnt out. But 2 or 3 eggs is manageable, okay? So I combine that with the whole wheat toast, you know, and it's one of those like multi-grain, like, what is it called? Dave's Killer Bread or one of those things like that. Now, it might be, it's not the high calorie one though. It's the smaller Dave's Killer. I think it's Dave's Killer Bread. It might not be. The last loaf was that. I can't remember what this one is. But it's about 13 grams of carbs a slice. So that's what I've been doing for breakfast. Now, the next meal may not fall till noon or 1 o'clock. And, you know, and I don't know what, I mean, actually, I think what I've been doing lately is I've been doing like a couple Greek yogurts, but they don't have a lot of carbs. It's the Oikos Triple Zero or Triple Pro, whatever the fuck it's called. It's like 10 grams of carbs per cup, right? So like 2 cups of that. Or I say cup, I don't mean like the measure of a cup. I mean like a yogurt cup. So that's like what, 200 calories right there. And then I might do like a protein shake or something. Like something that puts me right about 400 calories. And it's not that every day. You know, I kind of flip-flop lately. It's just like whatever the fuck I'm not sick of, man, you know? And then a lot of times like what I've been doing recently is chicken salad. Just because I'm just sick to death of chicken breasts. Like, I got sick of chicken breasts years ago. But the chicken salad, depending on where it's from or how it's made, I don't like the shit that's got too much mayonnaise in it. I fucking hate mayonnaise. It has to be enough chicken in there that I don't really think about the mayonnaise. I've been doing that a lot for my protein. I've been doing beans and rice. I'm just not sick of beans. I haven't eaten a lot of beans over the years. So I'll do like beans and rice for like another meal. But like, I've gotten away from like the macro count and I'm more focused on just the average calorie count per meal. Okay. Like I could probably go down a lot on protein. Well, actually I have gone down a lot on protein. There's no way I'm eating the amount of protein I was before. And that's not a bad thing. Sometimes your body just needs a break. sometimes, you know, cutting the protein down kind of lets you digest things a little bit easier. It's, you know, it's just, it's a good thing to do. It's like that new air filter in your car once in a while. Now, for the beginner that needs to build mass, no, you don't want to do things like the way I'm telling you to do it, okay? You know, get the protein in, get the calorie count up. But for where I'm at and where a lot of you guys might be at there listening to this, take it from me. I'm telling you right now, the shit fucking works. You know, is chicken salad a traditional bodybuilding food right now? Do you see that in most people's diets? No, you never see chicken salad in anyone's diet. It's always like, oh, boneless, skinless chicken breast. You know, tilapia. You know, and that's the way I was for a lot of years. It was just like, I would rotate the seasonings. I would rotate through the condiments. I was just like, burnt the fuck out, man. Burnt the fuck out. And I got to admit, when my appetite got knocked down real bad, when I was real lethargic and my appetite was shot to shit, I think it was from that Winstrol, it really made a lot of foods that I was eating before just absolutely fucking repulsive, you know? So, but what it did, guys, let me back up here. What it did is it gave my stomach a chance to shrink. So I'm at the point now where I don't really know if it's because something still got me knocked down, there's some residual of something in my system, or my stomach just truly shrunk and I don't want to eat a lot anymore. But the thing that you got to realize is sometimes you can eat a lot more than you think you're eating, man. Like lately, even with a suppressed appetite, I'm probably falling like right where I need to fall on calories. And I'm like, wait a minute. Now your appetite's just knocked down to shit. And you're right there at the amount like maybe you should have been at. It makes you realize that, like, look, if you count out every little fucking thing that you eat, okay? Like, how easy is it to, you know, eat some peanuts and what? I mean, the calorie count's like, hey, 180, 200 calories for a serving. What's a serving? You know, 20 peanuts or 28 peanuts or whatever. How easy is it to have a few handfuls of nuts and go way over? And you don't think you're going over, but you are. And you're doing that several times a day, right? So it made me realize, like, look, I probably was overeating at times where I thought I was hitting, like, falling right where I needed to be. I mean, you almost have to be if you're not losing the pounds, you know? That's where I'm at. And I've hit the reset button on almost everything. I've hit the reset button on the diet. I've hit the reset button on the drug regimen. Now, am I going to do this all natural? Well, fuck no, I'm not. I can't wait to get my primo. Oh, but I'm getting away from that. I have to have it now. I have to have it now. And so many people have that thought process like, oh, I'm finally going to start. I'm going to start Monday. I got all my shit here. You know, I got all my food in the fridge. And I'm going to take everything I can right away because I want to get in the best shape fucking possible. They're loading their body down with shit they don't need. They're taking too much for the shape that they're currently in. I see more and more guys doing this. Motherfuckers that are over 20% body fat think they need a gram a week of test, you know, 500-600 milligrams a week of Deca or Equipoise, you know, Tyranitol, Anavar, you fucking name it. And they're finally going to get serious. They're finally going to diet. And you know what they end up looking like? Fucking shit. A sack of shit. Because they are just, they're so full. Who the fuck is calling me? Can't talk, bro. In the middle of a podcast. Sorry. Call you back. They're just so focused on the drugs. Like, people, they just have this thought that, like, the drugs are just somehow magically going to burn out all these extra calories. And that's not the case, man. So, if you can just get back to thinking, hey, you know, start at ground zero. Hit the reset button. Focus on getting in shape. Focus on losing some pounds first. Then, as I get leaner, then I add in. And thinking back on it, man, whenever I looked my best, it was never when I had the most shit going for me or the most things I could get my hands on. It was always when I did the most I could off the minimum amount necessary and then added to it as I got better. So the goal wasn't to take. How much more can I take? And how many drugs can I load? When I say take, I mean, like, you know, caloric wise. How much can I give as far as, like, oh, an hour a day of cardio? No, that's not enough. 2 hours a day of cardio. Instead of 45 minutes a day in the gym, you know, weight training? No, double sessions, hour and a half. Everybody wants to give and give and give. And a lot of times it leaves them with a physique that doesn't look as good as they could look. They're burning their candle at both ends. But they always have all those damn drugs, don't they? When in all reality, it's better off doing it in a manageable way where you don't feel like you're fucking dead. Now, once you get lean enough, you're always going to feel run down. Like, guys that compete, like when they get that lean, you're going to feel like death either way. When your body fat's that low, there's no way around it. But I don't think it needs to be like that the entire process. I think if you're doing things in a really manageable way, in a realistic way, I think that you could only, like, maybe the last 3 or 4 weeks before a competition, you might feel like that. But I think the rest of the time, you can do it in a very manageable way. Now, maybe you have to diet for 14 weeks instead of 10 or 12. Maybe you have to diet for 20 instead of 12. But if it's done realistically, and if it's done in a way that keeps you plugging away a little bit at a time, it doesn't have to feel like forever. It doesn't. It becomes part of the lifestyle. So it doesn't have to become this process where, oh my God, how many weeks I got left? How many more weeks I got to do this shit? No. Because you started in a way that was realistic. You didn't go crazy right off the fucking starting line. And you just did it a little bit at a time. And then you added to it as you needed. You know, I'm going to get to the point where if I continue hitting a Stairmaster 5 times a week at 40 minutes a session on level 4 and things plateau, then I'll go back up. I'll increase my intensity. But for right now, at the point that I'm at, and I know this maybe sounds like it contradicts some things that I've talked about in the past when I talk about intensity, but I want you guys to understand that sometimes I address things to people that are in different phases. So right now, I'm talking about the guy that's in the phase of fucking burnout. Someone's in the phase of maybe they don't feel up to par. They don't feel 100%. They need to back off in order to move forward. That's bodybuilding. Eventually, you know, you have to take 2 steps back, take another giant leap forward. That's really when you know you're the epitome of a bodybuilder is you have to figure out all these ways to continue to progress. So this whole gain, better, all the time, it's not always really like laid out that clearly. Sometimes it's like, all right, back to the drawing board. It's like that team going back to the board and figuring out new plays or whatever. So hopefully this can maybe get you guys thinking about some things that might help you. And again, this is my own personal experience. It's things that I've gone through lately, and I'm getting in a lot better shape. And I think that a big reason that I'm getting in better shape is I actually just came to my fucking senses and I accepted it for what it is. My body doesn't react well to this anymore. Let's not do this again. Maybe if we do it again down the road, we do a smaller amount. Maybe we do 50 milligrams 3 times a week or even 55 times a week instead of 100 3 times. You know, there's got to be a different approach. And we do get to a point where we don't respond as well. Like, maybe not respond. We don't handle things as well anymore. Doesn't mean you got to stop fucking gearing up. It just means that you have to get smart. You have to change your approach in order to keep going. So, anyway, guys, that's it for today. Train hard. And everybody, thanks for following along. We'll see you next time.